The new contract would change the name to Gila River Arena, and it would end the existing arrangement with Jobbing.com a couple years early. The deal would mostly benefit the Coyotes because Gila River would pay the team to have its name plastered everywhere, and it would also benefit the city of Glendale, which owns the arena and takes a small chunk of the naming rights money. But City Council will have the final say at its meeting on September 9th, and Coyotes spokesman Rich Nairn says it's a shoo-in because
the value of the deal is much more than the previous deal. They're going to get a lot more money.
But how much more money is the question? The current contract with Jobbing.com is about $30 million, and Nairn says the price of the new Gila River deal won't come out until after it's approved. Now, the deal is also noteworthy because Gila River operates the only casino in the West Valley, and for years it fought hard to stop the Tohono O'odham Nation from building a casino just up the street from the Coyotes Arena. But on Tuesday, Glendale approved the casino, and the next morning, the Gila River deal was announced, which Nairn says was just a coincidence. Christina Hansen, KJZZ News.